now we'll be chatting to the members of Cape Town Environmental Education Trust. Justine Swartz is an environmental educator who has been involved with educating the youth about the environment for the past 15 years. Her passion for youth development, environmental, and the environment is highlighted with the work that she does with the learners that comprises of CTEED's Conservation Leadership Program. She's joined by 15-year-olds Eden Jacobs and Josine Habinshuti, thanks, who have been with CTEED's Conservation Leadership Program since 2015. They're here to tell us about the CLP program and how it helps the youth. So welcome to studio, guys. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Josiana Habinshuti.
My name is Justine Swartz.
And I'm Erin Jacobs.
Okay, guys, welcome to studio. So could you tell us more about the history of CTEED?
Okay. So CTEED stands for Cape Town Environmental Educational Trust, and with that you can hear that our main focus is environmental education. Okay, so it's educating the youth or whoever would like to learn about the environment, but also, you know, drawing people that's older back to enjoying the environment. And then it's not just environmental education, but the whole concept of nature conservation, so conserving our natural environment. And then we also have opportunities for learners that's done with matric, you know, that doesn't have a direction but has an interest for nature conservation to perhaps come on one of our learnerships. So that is what CTEED is all about.
Okay, so what are the aims of the Conservation Leadership Program?
So CLP aims to instill leadership qualities into the youth by using the environment and to create environmentally conscious adults. So they want to see a change in the world. CLP wants to change lives through nature.
Nice. So, Erin and Shane, how has it been for you to be part of this project?
So for me, it's been an amazing life-altering journey. I can truly say that I will never take nature for granted again. Through doing CLP, we get to see the beauty of nature and not take it for granted as well. But unfortunately, when we go on cleanups, we see how nature is taken for granted, and it teaches you that there are consequences towards your actions. So CLP teaches us to be responsible and accountable for our actions, and that is something that I'm truly grateful for.
Yeah, not only is CLP the basis for the program is like nature conservation, but it teaches us life skills and leadership qualities that we can carry through the entire all our lives. Like I know I learned how to do many things through CLP, and I met one of my closest friends at CLP as well. Yeah, it's been really great.
So, Justine, why is it important to get the youth involved in the environment?
Because they say that if you touch the life of the youngest child, so meaning like the ones even in creche, mm-hmm. you know, they would go home and tell mom and dad what they've learned and why you shouldn't waste water. And it would carry through generations, and knowing that our young people, they are the future leaders. So why not start with the youngest, and it would work the way through to the oldest person.
So what is the biggest threat towards the environment at the moment?
That would be human beings. We have caused a major problem called plastic. We are responsible for this. And the only way I truly believe that we can fix this is if we start by just simply picking up our litter. Like, it's as simple as that. I know people think that you have to change the world by creating some law or starting some movement. But if you truly just pick up your plastic and recycle, you are changing something. And I think that's the main thing that we can also take from CLP, is that we can change the world through nature.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your favorite activities when you're outdoors, Justine and Erin?
I just love hiking. Being up in nature is like one of my favorite things to do, even though at first when I joined, I dreaded going up mountains. Like, it's my favorite thing now. Yeah.
My favorite thing, this team building exercise we do, dragon boating. So we'll go on the wetlands and then we'll do dragon boating. It's really cool because everyone works together and the view is amazing as well. And then it's the removal of alien plants. It's really cool as well. Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't know what dragon boating is, could you explain?
So it's basically like rowing, but it's in this boat that kind of looks like a dragon. And it's the, oh, you, like, you can fit about, I think, 20 people in there. And then there's one as a leader. So it's basically, but it will only work if we work together. So that's why it's one of the most amazing team building exercises. Because you have a lot of fun and the water, like, gets all in your face. And it's weird to see how people, like, shout and go. Because, like, the first time we went, it was super scary. Everyone thought we were going to fall over. But now it's the best thing to do.
Okay, so for people that want to start contributing to the positive change on the environment, how would you propose they start?
Well, changing your mindset. Like, if you believe the biggest problem people have is that, oh no, I can't do this because either I'm too young or my impact will do nothing, but yet it will do something. So if people can change their mindset and say, no, if I pick up litter, you're just saving one, you're saving a turtle, or you're saving a bird from chewing this. Because where is it going to end up? In the ocean? Mm-hmm. It's going to end up in wetlands, whatever. And then other animals are being damaged by, like, because of your carelessness, basically. Yeah.
So what opportunities do the CTEED programs offer children who are enrolled?
Okay, so with the Conservation Leaders Program, we work through a process of selection. So we work with the Greater Cape Flats Schools. When a child is in grade 6, they come on a camp, and then the children that show leadership skills or qualities but also have an interest in nature, they will be part of the selection. Then initially, when we have a group with 20, unfortunately, that would be known as intake for us. And with that intake, that would be the group that would go with us through the next 7 years when we do things like hiking, sleeping over, coastal experiences. So it's just, if the child has an interest, they could contact us or they can apply. At first it was every second year, but now we're going to have it yearly. Mm-hmm. And this process normally just goes over like 4 camps. We will then say, okay, so these were the learners that were selected, and moving forward on our program. As I said, schools in the Greater Cape Flats, so that would be, we've now reached out to like the Mitchell's Plain, Athlone. Grassy Park was always like a main focus, Lavendale, Parkwood. So schools in that specific areas, yes.
Is there any message that you'd like to relay to the patients in the hospital?
Well, for patients in the hospital, don't feel like you are too young to do anything, or, oh my impact will do nothing, so I just won't do anything about it. Anybody and everybody has a chance to do something, even if it's picking up litter, even if it's cleaning some, taking a balloon out, or just stop using plastic straws. Something simple like that has a big impact on the world. So small things like that, no matter what age you are, you can do it.
Okay, so there you have it, guys. So you can start small, just picking up your litter, not using straws. Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us today, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It's really been a pleasure.